أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. سلامه الله. Allah Ta'ala created us for one major purpose, that he clarified, and he's saying in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. Our people worship your Lord who created you and those who were before you, that you may guard yourselves of the torment of Allah, who made the ear to be a bed for you, settled for you to settle on it, and the heavens as a roof for you to protect you, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala sends water down from the clouds to benefit you, and therewith brings forth fruits as sustenance for you. Therefore do not sit rivals to Allah while you know all this. And this is very clear call from Allah Ta'ala to single him out in worship. So all mankind and jinn, you all are meant by this call from Allah. So look unto this grace that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon you, and those, then you will find that Him Allah alone is the one worthy to be worshipped. He subhanahu wa ta'ala who said to His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to the all mankind and jinn, those who worship other than Allah falsely, as in Surah Al-Anfal ayah 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, who provides you from the heavens and the earth, or who controls the hearing and sight, and who brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from living, and who handles all affairs? They then will say, Allah. Say then to them, shall not you fear Him and worship Him alone? Then let us all, mankind and jinn, worship one God only, who is the only true God. He, Allah Ta'ala, the One, there is none like unto Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us all mankind and jinn worship not but Allah, the only true God, the One who told his most beloved slave and messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in Surah Muhammad ayah 19, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مُتَقَلَّبَكُمْ وَمَتْوَاكُمْ. So know, O Muhammad, that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped but Allah, and seek forgiveness for your sin, believer, for the believers, men and women. And Allah knows of your movement and resting places and times. So worship not but Allah, Him alone, the one who said, as in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 25, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. And we did not send any messenger before you, but we inspired him to say, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا, meaning none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, but I, meaning Allah. So worship me alone. And him, Allah Ta'ala, who said and clarified the fact of creation and the purpose behind that, and how he subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the creation by sending messengers amongst them. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said at Surah An-Nahl, ayah 36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. And verily we have sent among every nation a messenger proclaiming, worship Allah and avoid worshipping طَاغُوتَ, all false deities. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who commanded us by his saying as in Surah An-Nahl, ayah number 51, when he subhanahu wa ta'ala said to all mankind and jinn, لا تتخذوا إلهين اثنين إنما هو إله واحد فإياي فارهبون. All mankind and jinn, take not two gods in worship. Verily he is only one God to be worshipped, meaning Allah. Then fear me much. And me here refers back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who said, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 163, وَإِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. And your God, here is the definition of your God, the description of your God, the attribute of your God, so you know Him. And your God is one God. There is none who has the right to be worshipped but He, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Who is He? He is Allah, the one who said, as in Surah Al-Anbiya, ayah 22, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهِ لَفَسَدَتَا فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَرْشِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ. Had there been in the heavens and the earth gods besides Allah, then both, meaning the earth and heavens, would have been renewed. Glorified is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the throne. He is high, is He above what they attributed Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mankind and jinn, I'm calling you all with the call of Allah, the Lord of all universes, all worlds, all creation, the one who said, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, as in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 36. Worship Allah and join none with Him in worship. And Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who clarified the punishment and the end of those who set partners along with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. As what He said in Surah An-Nisa ayah 48, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ افْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Allah forgives not. That partners should be set up with him in worship. But he forgives except that anything else to whom he pleases. To whom he pleases. And whoever sets up partners with him, with Allah in worship, he has indeed invented a tremendous sin. May Allah protect us from falling in such sins, shirk and innovations. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala khayri khalqillah Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود أحلت لكم بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم. Brothers and sisters, you have heard the first khutbah. All what clarify the matter of singling out Allah in worship. And besides that, the Muslim has a lot of duties to fulfill and to do. From this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in Surah Al-Ma'idah ayah 1. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil'uqood. Oh you who believe, fulfill your obligations. Lawful to you all beasts of cattle except that which will be announced to you herein. So Muslim must fulfill his obligations. Muslim does not promise and break, hold obligations and break them. This is not a character of Muslim. Allah Ta'ala also warned the Muslims from practicing false incomes such as stealing, false investments like riba. As what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ali Imran, ayah 130, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la ta'kulu riba adhaafan mudha'afa, wattaqu Allah la'allakum tuflihun. Oh, you who believe, eat not riba, doubled and multiplied, but fear Allah, that you may be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also clarified that Al-Khamr and others, as mentioned in the ayah 91 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, are forbidden for the believers to commit. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijsun min amal ash-shaytani fajtanibuh la'allakum tuflihun. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون؟ Oh you who believe, verily in intoxicant wine and likewise and gambling and animals that slaughtered for others, for ansab, which is anything other than Allah, and Islam, arrows of the like, that is used for seeking luck and decision. And abomination, abomination of Satan, whispering of Satan, handiwork. He is the one who is making you to believe in doing that, and making it simple for you to drink wine, to do gambling, to slaughter than Allah, to believe in such way of Islam, where it is like saying about the future, the unseen. So these all from Shaitan. So Shaitan once only by this to excite enmity and hatred between you with such things like wine, drugs, gambling, and hinder you from the remembrance of Allah and from the prayer. As when you drink alcohol, wine or drugs or whatever it is, for sure you are not going to worship Allah. You're not going to pray. And even if you pray, your prayer is not accepted, as you do not know what you're doing. So will you then not abstain? Allah Ta'ala also warned us from all the sin, the hidden and open. As He said in Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 120, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمَ سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. Leave all mankind, all kinds of sin, open and secret. Verily those who commit sin will get due recompense for that which they used to commit. So we need to be aware of that and avoid falling into that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that the duties and attributes of believers, as He said in Surah Al-Mu'minun from Ayah 1 till Ayah 10, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. Successful indeed are the believers. Those who are the believers, He subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified them, saying, those who offer their prayers with humility, and those who turn away from any evil vain talks or unbeneficial talks, and those who pay their obligatory charity, zakah, and those who guard their chastity, being seen by other than husband to wife and wife to husband, and they guard it from illegal sexual acts, except from their wives or their she slaves, if there are, that the person own, and he is of those, and this slave, she slave, is of those who commit no illegal sexual acts, or she has no husband, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but whoever seeks beyond that, means he seeks sexual acts and never cover his private parts from others to see, thinking that this is simple, never cover them with white clothes, not only with any clothes like bikini, no, it is with white clothes, so it is not seen and it is not shaved. Whoever doesn't do that, whoever sees that, then those are the transgressors, those who oppress themselves. Those, meaning the believers, are those who fulfill to their trusts and duties and to their covenants. And those who perform their prayers in time and perfect, in a perfect way, those are the believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended that by saying, those are indeed the inheritors. Inheritors of what? They are not inheritors of money in this life, no. They are the inheritors of paradise. Who shall inherit Al-Firdaus? Al-Firdaus is the highest rank in the paradise. They shall dwell therein forever. May Allah make us from them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also commanded us to avoid enemyhood between us. Avoid backbiting each other. Avoid attacking each other. Avoid destroying the community. by planting and raising up problems in our mosques, in our houses, in between the brothers, going forward between the brothers, trying to plant troll and fitna between them, come to one and say, he said so and so, he said so and so. That is not from the character of the Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as in Surah Ali Imran, from ayah 102 to ayah 109, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih. All you who believe, fear Allah the way it should be, the way feeling should be. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And die not except in the state of Islam. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold fast, all of you, together, the rope to the rope of Allah. What is the rope of Allah? It is the Quran and Sunnah and what they guide to. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. I remember the blessing of Allah amongst you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Remember Allah's favor on you, for you were enemies before Islam, before guidance. You were all enemies to each other, unto one to the another. But he joined your hearts together upon the light of Islam, so that only by his grace you became brothers. You became brothers, and you were on the brink of death of fire. That when you were on Jahiliyyah, kufr, and now Allah guided you and he saved you from it, from the fire. Thus Allah makes his proofs, sign and signs clear to you, that you may be guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And then Allah commanded us to do and fulfill one important duty amongst our community. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Let there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all that is good. What is that? Invite to Islam the non-Muslims in good way, with no harshness. Invite those Muslims who are worshipping falsely, with no harshness. Bring them to Sunnah, not fight them, not sit a enemy out with them. No, just call them. And it doesn't mean we come all together, one upon what he is on. No. The one who worship the grave and the one who practice monotheism together, brothers, no. But it doesn't mean you have enemies and set enmity between each other. No. We call them as well as we call the kuffar, the pure kuffar. We call our brother Muslims who fell into sins such as worshipping the grave, holding innovations of what kind of it is. And it doesn't mean again and again that we mix with them, but it doesn't mean also we be harsh and act harshly with them. So may Allah bring our hearts all together to be upon the right path. And may Allah make us all to be brothers to brothers in this life, and sisters to sisters. And in the hereafter, may Allah gather us all in the paradise as he described, ikhwanan ala sururin mutaqabirin, brothers on beds facing each other. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hudaka wal jannah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal jannah, wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal nar, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika an nazilla aw nuzal, أو نظل أو نظل أو نظلم أو نظلم أو نجل أو يجل علينا. اللهم اجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعلنا رحمة لأوليائك. اللهم اجعلنا رحمة لأوليائك. اللهم اجعلنا رحمة لأوليائك. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الصالحين. ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون خاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. والله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.